Hey, Richard, it's Aubrey.
Hey there.
It's a good time.
Yeah. I just got in the truck.
Perfect. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late calling here. I was actually looking over, you know, your business, trying to get a good feel for exactly, you know, maybe why your leads haven't been working out so well in terms of other services here. And I do want to just go over a couple of things, right, to make sure that I, you know, do target the right type of service for you here. So on your website here, I'm seeing that you do all installations are done through Aseptic Services. Are they a third party? Like they're a third party contractor that you go through for installs?
Well, not really, but that's fine. Leave it like that's fine. Hey, let me open this gate, okay, sir? Just hold on 1 second. I'm glad you saw that. Hold on 1 second.
Excuse me.
All right, I'm back.
All right, perfect. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah, okay. So in terms of the so on your website, of course, like I said, it does say that your installations are done by Aseptic. So you said you have the licenses to do those, right? Like you personally have the licenses to do installs.
Well, I've had a license for about – since 1992, so
okay.
So I had, but hold on, just one more second, okay?
Absolutely. Take your time.
All right, then. Okay, come back.
All right, perfect. Trying to remember where my train of thought was at on your website here. Let me scroll up here. A1 installs. Oh, so the inspection aspect of everything here, because I, you know, dealing with septic problems at your home, discover ease with our thorough septic system inspections. So you also do the inspections for the septic systems as well. So you do the inspections, the installations, and the maintenance?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And this also includes repairs for the septic tanks as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, I haven't worked out. So, I have a friend, and she went and took the test and got her license, okay? Because I've been here in Texas for a while, and they don't like California people, so they're not gonna let me get my license. So I'm like, okay, if you don't get my license, I'll take someone from Texas over there that I know, and then get their license. I'll show them how to do it and get them through that. So that's what I did, because they don't want me to actually, you know, do the work. But if I do it under her license, I can do it. So because I'm the one that does all the installs, I've been doing septic and installs since 1992. So,
oh, okay.
And They just hate California people. That's all it is to it. So they don't want me to take the test. I went down and I did everything I was supposed to, and they're like, no, we don't want you to do it. But they won't tell me why. This is a really corrupt.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really corrupt. So, anyway, I just, but I'm not going to close the company yet because, you know, I'm just not going to do it. I mean, I got the trucks, I got everything, the equipment. I was in Malibu, California, right across the street with the beach. That just pisses them off here in Texas. So, and this is real stuff. So, I know all about this subject. So I have to have it written up like that so that it just says, you know, we're going to do the septics, but we'll just use another person's license to do it. So, and they can do that. They're really,
okay.
I had to get around their stupidity. So that's what I did.
Okay, gotcha.
So what,
now, in terms of, just really quickly, because you said you have somebody in Texas who has the licensing to do the installs, but you were trying to get it for California. But so is Bay City in Texas? It's in the world?
I had my license in California. And, when I moved to Texas, they're like, oh, we hate people from California. You guys are all liberals. And that's not true at all. You know, but that's the way they think I'm a liberal. So I'm not a liberal. I'm a total Republican. And, you know, they're all political about it. And you know what's weird is they're all liberals out here. There's more liberals here in Texas than any place I've ever been. I had 5 offices in California. So, and I had...
Wow.
And I was... Yeah, and I was in Malibu on Pacific Coast Highway, the richest place in the world. Right across the street was the beach. You know, so when I got here, I took everybody's jobs. I took everything. So,
nice.
Another septic guy got mad. And so I went down and started, I was trying to get my license, and then he got involved. He was up here doing this. So I took every bit of his work. I made him unemployed pretty much. He's stupid redneck, you know. And, you know, it's just like, yeah. So, I mean, anyway, there's no way he can compete against me. So he doesn't even know what he's doing. This whole town doesn't know what they're doing. You know, but I get a lot of customers, because I show them all kinds of stuff. And that's what happened to the other guy. He got mad because I went out there, and he was not pumping out their tank. And, well, he was pumping out, but the toilet was leaking, like, profusely. So it fell back up, and it finally ruined the leach field. And so he got mad because I told the customer, hey, whoever's been pumping your tank should have saw that toilet was leaking. And so that really made him mad. And so then they all got together, even though it was wrong to do it, they all got together, and they all went against me. And so...
Wow.
I went to court over it and stuff, and when I was at court, the judge is friends with him, too. They're all friends, like, man.
Oh, man.
Friends. Yeah, that's even worse. And so, anyway, I was able to take all the work and stuff. And I do have all the work still.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a lot going on from Cali to Texas. And then a lot going on in Texas.
And you know, what's weird is they think they got one in Texas. They don't have shit going in Texas. They're a real joke out here. You know, I don't like them. I don't like Texans. So, but there's a lot of good customers I get, and because I bring stuff that I learned in California out here, you know, but these guys think they just know it all. They put in fridge trees for leash lines, all kinds of stuff. I used to work with the head of the building department, and he and I would go through and get things approved. And he was the head, and this is Los Angeles County. So you got to do it right up there in Malibu. And so when you get down here with these dumb rednecks, you can't tell them anything. They're about as stupid
right.
as rock. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And in terms of the, like, your service area, right, is 50 miles, like, the maximum for you? Or is that the minimum?
Usually that's... that's a lot of people. That's 100 miles. So that's 50 miles in and 50 miles back. But I mean,
okay.
You wanted to go, yeah, I'm trying to go 65 miles. I should be able to get in the Ford with what I got, but I don't know. 50 miles seems like enough. So,
okay, perfect. So just based on, you know, that bit of information and going over your specific type of services, I'm beginning to see why the leads for certain services weren't generating for you properly. And that comes down to the specific type of work that you do. So you're different than plumbing, for example, the category. You're different than sewage systems, the category. So when you have somebody like the Home Advisor, for example, or Yelp, for example, and they have you listed under sewage systems, that's going to draw in either no leads for your type of work or all of the incorrect type of leads for your work. So when it comes to the septic side of everything, what I think, in my expert opinion, 10 years in the business here, this would be the Google Ads side of things. Have you looked into Google Ads before?
Yeah, I was using Google, and I was using their advertisement. And so when it came in, it would always say, "Hi, this is Google." And so I knew it was a Google ad. And so and I think there's some advertisement guy got a hold of this. So anyway, because it would say it's Google. And so, you know, we'd pay like $500 a month for that. And then they double it, and then they triple it, like to $1,500 a month. And we weren't pulling any work in at all. And so I think it was an advertising agency that's up here, one of the little redneck Brits. And he's like, "No, I don't work with Scott's," which was Solo Septic System or Sink to Septic. He goes, "We don't work with them." And I come to find out he did work with them.
Oh,
and so
my goodness.
I know. These guys are horrible. They are the worst people I've ever met. And especially the law and the stuff. That's why I had to come up. I said, "Well, I got to do something because I still want the work. And so I'll just get her license, but they won't let me get my license, you know." And so they, you know, so anyway, that's what's going on. So I'm trying to figure a way to get around. But anyway, with Google Ads, it got so expensive. And I thought this was a lawnmower shop. I thought this was a, you know, whatever. And I called Google up and I tried to get them to get involved. But Google wouldn't get involved. They were like, "No, we're not going to get involved." So anyway, they put like three ads in there, three different ads. And I was like, "No, I just need one ad, you know, a good one ad. That's all I need." And so then I started paying all this money. And then I finally just said, "Screw it. I don't want to do this Google ad shit anymore." Because I'm not going to work.
Yeah. So this company was stair-stepping your costs. So you went from $500 to $50. $1,500, and you didn't adjust the spend, right? You didn't go in and add to that ad spend, right?
No, and then they would just make my phone ring, and they were just prank calls.
Prank calls, right. Right.
Yeah, so they were running the money a lot. And so I'm like, "Oh, hell no. I quit. I'm tired of this stupid shit with these people here." And this is a little town. I said they're a bunch of inbreds. I mean, the judge was having sex with his sister, and, you know, probably. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just weird stuff. I mean, they're all friendly with each other. They're all family. When I walk in there, they looked at me like they all hate me, like I went and just murdered 1,000 people. I didn't do a damn thing wrong. I bring in all my expertise to the people out here, and I'm really good at what I do. You can't be in Malibu and not be good. There's no way, you know, so you just, it just doesn't happen. Yeah, so, I mean, but I had five offices. I had Leona Valley, Little Rock, I had Pier Blossom, Santa Clarita, the Malibu office. So, I mean, I had a lot of offices out there. And California is different. They don't do stuff like this. But these guys here, I mean, like I said, they all, they, you know, I, they all sleep together or something. Something's wrong with them. They're not definitely normal. I know.
Yeah, definitely not normal folks.
Yeah, my dad told me, he said all the people in Texas are a bunch of blowhards. He said they don't know what they're doing. And so he said, never go there to Texas. And I did. So I only did because, you know, I figured Texas would, you know, my family is partly from Texas, so, but they're closer, you know. But anyway, it's just, I don't even know what to do. If you can get my advertising going, if you can get my Google going, so my Google's on suspension right now. So, and they had a bill down there for $1,500. And so, I was paying all my bills, and then after I paid them, they still put it in for, I think it's $1,500 or $500, I think it is now. And I wouldn't mind doing it again with them, but I gotta get to work, that's all.
And,
so
and they suspended, they suspended your Google profile?
Yeah, they did. So it's a suspension item.
Okay, so that's the first thing we're going to do is get that unsuspended. So here's pretty much what's going to happen here, okay? For Local Splash. So for first and foremost, Local Splash has been in the industry of SEO for 20 years. We have also been a Google partner for 20 years. So we do have our own department there, where our headquarters is only about 7.5 hours away from theirs. And the first thing we do, especially in terms like this, is we are going to want to get that unsuspended, unrejected. It's the first thing we're going to do. Then we want to make sure that we get control from whoever it is that has this suspension ability for your account. We're going to get rid of that, okay? We need you to be a managing and administrator for your Google business profile, so we're going to do that for you. Then we're going to be able to get you that first page placement, okay? It'll be the same Google profile, so we're not going to be making a new one necessarily. We're just going to be able to put you back in control of your own Google business profile. Then we're going to program that for first page placement. Okay? Now, I do want to be able to not just increase your online visibility, but I do want to generate you a steady flow of leads without you having to pay for, you know, ghost leads and you got a text message and you paid for it or anything like that. So this is going to improve your credibility, okay? It's going to increase your visibility. Google Ads puts your business at the top of search results for terms like septic tank repair, septic cleaning. So this can ensure that you appear before your competitors when potential customers are looking for your services actively. This also captures those customers at the exact moment they need your help. That's where that sponsor comes from. This is cost effective. We do not allow you to overspend the budget you have set, which I'll go over in just a moment. So once you reach your limit for what you have set for your spend for Google Ads, all you have to do is call us if you want to add more spend, of course, and we'll add that for you. But we will never have you or let you extend beyond your spend. For instance, I start all of my clients at 300. I do want Google to learn your patterns. Okay, and the algorithm has to make sure that it knows exactly what they're targeting. So I do start you guys off at 300. This is plenty for the month, okay, to make sure that everything comes in, okay? If you wanted to, for example, adjust that 300 to something else, the only way that spend is going to change is if you call us or go into your app, your Local Splash dashboard, and personally make that adjustment. Other than that, we will not allow you to overspend. This makes your cost-effective marketing. Oh, yeah, go ahead. You had a question?
Yeah, just let me say, I have 3 ads in there, right? I thought I was talking to Google. So they put 3 ads in there. And so then I put a stop on 2 of the ads and only had 1 of them working. But my phone is just ringing off the hook, like, hey, is this a Brookshire's or is this Sonic's hamburger or Whataburger, or whatever. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Where am I getting all these stupid calls at? And so what I'm thinking, sir, is there's one advertising agency up here, and he wanted to get my business, but I wouldn't give him the business because he's working with my competitor. And so I think he's the one, somehow got involved in this to mess this all up. So, I mean, all I want to do, if you give me work and I'll have so much money, it'll be crazy. You know, but right now I'm not working enough. I should be doing like 4 jobs or 3 jobs a day. But I'm barely, sometimes I don't get one job, you know, in like 4 days or 5 days, you know, and so that's not enough.
So
yeah,
they,
I got to be working.
So we're going to be getting rid of those as well. So the 3 listings you have out there, we want to make sure everything is streamlined. You shouldn't have 3 Google ads running at all. I'm surprised you didn't get like a red flag from Google for that. But we're going to make sure those are cleaned up, okay? Because this is, in fact, messing up your ranking because you have 3 ad campaigns that are all running different areas, different radiuses, and targeting different things. We have to get rid of those.
Can you fix them and do it for me? Or do I have to
Absolutely. No, sir. Well, actually, that's one of the first things, along with getting your profile unsuspended. We do a full internet sweep. So that's name, address, phone number, and website. We do this to make sure that there's no duplicates of anything that has to do with your Google footprint. So if there's 2 Google profiles, for example, we're going to streamline to 1. The other one's going to be gone. 3 Google ad campaigns. We contact Google directly on your behalf. We're going to have them personally go and look into those and get those removed. We're going to create you a fresh Google ad campaign with proper keyword management, proper optimization, and proper targeting for your particular type of audience. So you can target specific geographic areas to ensure your ads are seen by people in your service area to maximize your marketing spend. Okay.
Perfect. When I did have my Google and I was working right, I was making bank. I was working all the time, making so much money. It was crazy. I mean, I loved it. But then when all this stuff happened and I talked to the other Google advertising guy, he came to me and said, hey, I can help you with your, he wasn't Google, but he was some guy up here. And he goes, I can help you really get money and stuff like that. And then I found out that he was actually working for these other companies. And so he messed me up.
Yeah, and that's how you know they're not a Google partner as well. Because Google, with all of its partners, including us, there's specific guidelines that you cannot work with more than 1 person per industry per area. So that's how you know the other person that was working on your listing here had no form of partnership to Google, aside from the fact they couldn't actually contact Google when they tried. It's impossible. Their partners are able to do that because they hand-select us to be able to help you guys. So we're going to get all of that cleaned up for you here.
You know, let's say one other thing, too. You know, I've had a lot of people call me. I've signed with a lot of people and I've lost all that money. I feel like I lost all, but not one of those people, not one of them said, let's get spread over with Google. And that's what I really wanted to do. It's just, you're the first guy that said, hey, let's do the Google thing. Get it back in. Because I know Google works. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yes,
I know
sir.
You know what you're doing. So
Absolutely.
How much will this cost? Because I don't want to deal with the advertising. I just want to say, how much is it? And I pay you the money and you get it squared away. That's what I would have wanted.
Okay, absolutely. Now, I do want to break down where your money's going, okay? We don't want to just throw a number at you and you're hoping for the best here. I need you to know exactly what we're going to be doing, okay? So the only upfront cost is $549, okay? So $149 goes into your local programming and maintenance. That's your first page placement, local map section. $300 goes into your Google Ads. And that's a capped spend. You will not extend beyond that $300 unless you call us and add to that. And then I put $100 towards your Facebook ad campaign. So that's what equals $549. Sound good?
Yeah. How long, I mean, but what if I still owe money on my Google ad?
You mean to that other company?
Well, for... Space City Septic Service because I still owe money to Google. And that's why they just canceled it. And I think I owe them like $500. Do you want to look into it and see how much I owe them? So I'll know exactly, like, you know, you got to pay this and pay this. But if it's just what you call a 549, I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Because if they had like a blacklisting for your business, we wouldn't even be calling you right now. So we can actually take care of this for just that 549, and it is that flat rate month to month as well. So there's no 549 this month, and then you're going to see 1,000 next month, and then 1,500 the month after that. Absolutely not. This is going to remain 549, grandfathered in, flat rate, monthly. There is no contract for this either. Okay?
Okay, what I want to say, though, I think I might still owe Google some money, and that's what I want to make sure that I don't owe money. Is there any way you could check to see if I owe money, or did we just watch that and start a whole new app?
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, we're going to launch a brand new ad campaign for you. So you don't have to worry about that. It's not like you're going to be paying $1,500 and then you have to pay our $549. You don't have to worry about that. It's just our rate month to month. We're going to get rid of your old Google ad listing because it is causing a lot of problems for you. We're going to optimize a fresh one and a properly optimized ad campaign for you. Okay? And it's only going to be managed by Local Splash. There are going to be no other parties involved. You and Local Splash. Okay?
Okay. Okay. That's good. Because, I gotta tell you, man, I'm not a Mr. Advertising guy. I don't do that stuff. But I am really good at septic. I'm really good at that. So, I mean, if you guys can do this and get it going, you guys will probably have me working by the end of the month. Or before that, how long will it take before I start getting called?
Absolutely. So from your Google ad campaign, it should be about 3 weeks, right? It takes 2 weeks for us to get it up in full swing, and then it takes about a week for it to start learning your patterns, but you're going to start drawing in those calls before then. For your first page placement, that takes just a little longer than your Google advertising. Google Ads is, quote, quote, instant. So it's a pretty quick advertising as well as the Facebook. By the 45th day, that's when you're going to see your first page appear. And that rank will not rotate. You will always be on that first page.
Okay.
And here's what I'll do for you here, because I know it's been pretty rough for you out there, man. I'll even make your first entire 30 days risk-free. Okay? So if you don't see your Facebook campaign, if you don't see your progress for Google Ads, if you're not seeing your listing starting to be made, I'll put that money right back in your pocket, okay? Just so you can have that ease of mind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even, you know, and I appreciate you saying that, but I don't want the money back. I want the advertisement. I want to be able to give you guys more money and more money and more money because my customers are going to pay it. So I just need to work. I need a lot of work. And so if you could do this, you don't know how happy I would be. I wish we could kind of do it like, you know, the first month. I'm trying. And if I'm not, because if you get me in there and everything, you know, and you're like, okay, how much work are you getting? It's not like I'm getting so much work, I don't even know what to do. Here's my credit card. You know, so you bill it. And you bill it, you know, whatever it takes to do it. But I want to do this so that, because I know that the customers, people think that, they think I'm paying the employees, and I don't even have any employees now. I have nothing. And so, but if I get this back in there, my customers who pays the employees, I don't. And so, I mean, they give me the money and I pay them. You know, so I'm good at business and doing business and looking at it the right way. And, you know, but I've been doing it so long that we were in it with phone books and stuff like that. You know, we've been in the business of, yeah, when phone books are around it. And the phone books, they, I'm part of the reason why I messed with the phone book, but, because I told the phone book people, I said, hey, listen, you know, we put $1,000 ad in, that's $1,000 a month. And I said, you guys need to put that, you need to put it out there. And they go, we did, you know, we delivered all the phone books. And I said, I could see all the phone books all over by the mailboxes. I said, those people didn't get in my ad. They're not getting the phone book. And they said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. And I said, well, you have to get the phone book to the people, right? And so what would you do if they didn't do that? You know, what would you do? Well, I went in my office and, you know, I sat down. So I sat down and I opened up the phone book and I opened up the first page. First page is A's for attorney. And so I was like, wow. So I called every attorney in the phone book and I told them their ad wasn't being delivered. You know how fast they jumped on this? That was the biggest lawsuit AT&T ever had. Yeah, they were begging me. So, yeah, it was Nick Hoffman dying to hire an attorney. I got an attorney for free. So, I mean, it's just like, they brought that on themselves, though. You know, because I want them to get their phone books out there. But they just said, it's too little or whatever they thought. But I got all of a sudden real big when I called every attorney. I never seen more lawsuits come into effect. Yeah, that's when AT&T got brought all the way to the ground. They lost it all. So,
yeah, absolutely. That's after they already took over, what was it called back at the Singular Wireless. They already took them and then immediately died. Wow.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Advertising. How old are you, sir?
I'm 32.
You're 32. Okay. Well, you got a good job.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. I do love what I do here.
I'm 61. So it's just like, you know, I like to work and I work hard. You know, so it's just, if you could do this for me, you know, I would really appreciate it. I don't care about the money. You know, that's nothing for me. I'll make so much money back. And if you keep getting more work and more work, you know, it'd be perfect for me. That's what I want. I can't stand not working. So it's actually really hard on me. So I have to work.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If I'm not working, doing something, it just feels like I'm wasting space.
Yeah. Well, with me, it hurts my body. It starts hurting my body, so...
That physically hurts. Wow.
Yeah, it does. When you start getting older like this, you got to be working out all the time. You know, if you're not working doing this, you know, it will slow you up. So this would be perfect, like, around Christmas. Or whatever. I mean, this is called Splash Internet, right? Or Splash?
No. Local Splash. Local Splash. It's like your local area and a splash of water.
Okay, I'm going to look you up.
Absolutely.
You know?
We are fully transparent. Instead of typing in Local Splash, I want to show you our system working in real time. So, we do use this same system for our company. If you were to type in our keyword, SEO, and our area, Fountain Valley, you're going to see Local Splash pop up right there on the first page. Click on it from there instead of typing in our actual name.
Oh, okay. Okay, you guys got a 4.3 rating.
Yes,
I can help you with that, too, okay? And you're like, how can you help me with your, I always have something to say that makes them good, you know. So people will say, you know, Local Splash, they got a 4.0 or whatever, you know. And, you know, and I tell them, well, you know what? I'm going to give this to you, sir. And I'll tell them, you know what? I'm sure if they look at ours, so you got a 4.0. And I'll say, do you know what the happiest place on earth is? And they're like, no.
Disney.
Like, yes. Disneyland. And if they're the happiest place on earth and they're still writing bad reviews, that just goes to show you. It don't matter where they're at.
Exactly. So, you know what's crazy about that? I'm going to be 100% fully transparent with you about this because it is amazing that you said that. I use that exact same connection for people who talk to me about our reviews. Happiest place on earth, bad reviews, people talking about it's hot out here, and they put that on the reviews. I absolutely utilize that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's too hot. They're trashing. The lines are too long. I mean, you've got that for me because I've told other advertising people this, but I came up with that a long time ago, and so it's, you know, but yeah, it's, I just really need you to help me do this, sir, and it's good that you paid attention. Yeah, but I'm looking at the local.
Really quick, for your business name, I want to go over your business information, things like that. Make sure we're projecting all of that properly for you. Do you put LLC at the end of Space City Septic Service? Like on business cards? Things like that?
No, not on my business card, but it is an LLC.
Okay. So. Would you want us to add LLC to the end of your Google profile here?
If it makes it better, yeah. If it doesn't matter, then I don't care.
You'd be surprised how many people change their minds on a business just by seeing LLC. Yes, sir.
Okay.
It matters. For sure.
Yeah, put it on there.
Perfect. And then the business address, that's the 484 US 69. It says north here, but I don't see north on your Google profile. Is it 69 north?
It's 484 US Highway 69 north. Woodville,
Texas. Okay.
759-79.
All right. And that's Woodville. There it is. Perfect. 75979. And the 936-703-7620, this is your station preferred client contact?
Yeah, you said Woodville, right? When you were talking. You said Woodville, right?
Correct. It's not Woodville?
It's Woodville. 484 U.S. Highway 69 North, Woodville, Texas.
Okay.
7597. Yeah.
Respect.
I can see why you make money. So.
I'm very, very good at what I do, and what I do is make sure that all of your guys' businesses are taken care of. Because my success is based on your success. So it's in my best interest to make sure that your best interest is met.
Yeah, if it's not, I'm just going to cancel the credit card, and that's it. And I'll be trying to get my money back. But if it's going, great, because I can't afford to pay for this. So, I mean, I can't. I don't make the money. My employees can, though. Or, I mean, my customers can. So you give me the customers, I'll give you so much money, it's crazy. But you gotta, like I went with this other place too, and they haven't done anything. I called the lady on the phone and tried to talk to her about that, and she didn't even speak English. So she was really hard to talk to her.
Wow. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So that's how I get my money. I get my money from the customers. I don't come up with the money. Otherwise, I'd have to do another job. So.
And then for Woodville, Texas, I know you guys have both time zones. Are you still in Central?
I think it is. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is.
I know it can be a little funky.
Well, Texas is. I'm good at doing septic, sir. I'll knock it out. I can make a lot of money doing it. So, as long as I get my phone ringing. If my phone ain't ringing, I ain't working.
All right. Perfect. Okay, so you're in Central Time. Okay. I had to look it up, but you're in Central Time. All right. That's excellent. And then I have first name Richard. Last name?
It's Colin. That's K-O-L-L-I-N.
Gotcha. K-O-L-L-I-N. And then a good email address is the colinrichard@gmail.com?
Yeah, just a capital K. Everything else is lowercase.
Okay. Capital. All right, perfect. So this is where you're welcome to Local Splash, and your initial invoice will be sent, okay?
Okay. I'm reading one of your reviews. It says, I received a lot of scam calls. And that's what I get, a lot of scam calls. Literally one legit customer in 2 months. So you don't have, you know, so thanks for not charging an arm and a leg. for the service. And then marketing service is good for our handyman service. So,
yes, sir. And oh, yeah, go ahead.
What they're saying about you is what happened, you know, with some of my advertising. And so you guys have to, you know, come in there. I got to be able to call you on the phone and talk to you. Because I'm going to monitor this stuff, and I will be paying attention to what's going on. My phone ain't ringing, and I'll be calling you guys, wondering why it's not ringing. So
100%. Actually, let me go ahead and send over my office cell phone for you here real quick. I have this on my hip 24/7. If you send me a text message, it will get sent to my email. I will be answering it for you. Okay? Let me go ahead and send that over for you here really quick. All it'll say is, this is Aubrey.
What's your name again?
My name is Aubrey.
Okay.
All right, so let me know when that gets over to you before we do anything else.
Well, that's fine. I got it right now.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Now, I do want to make sure we have your security question in place, okay? We do this for two reasons. If you have to get back into your dashboard, right, reset your password, anything like that, you have your security question. But, of course, with increased visibility, third-party vendors that are not related to us are bound to call. We create the security question so that if they ask, you can give that security question, and you'll know it's us. But we also have you save our headquarters number in your phone as well. Okay? So you have three to choose from here. You can use your first pet's name. You can use the city you were born in. Or you can use mother's maiden name.
That's, I hate when they ask those questions like that, but
it is a little uncomfortable. I get you.
Yeah, but I won't pay attention to what they want, so I'll do it my own way. Like, you could do mother's main name, and I could call it, you know, dog, or, you know, my first
yeah.
city. I
Absolutely.
Could still call it dog. But no matter what it is, the name will be dog. So you just pick it. Yeah.
So D-O-G. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see here. Dog and dog. I think it has to be longer than three letters. Hold on one second. Nope, perfect. Okay. So this will be dog lowercase. Anytime you need your security answer, it's D-O-G, all lowercase. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then for the billing information, that's all the same. The 484 U.S. Highway 69 North, Woodville, Texas, 75979. Correct?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Perfect. And then is it going to be MasterCard, Visa?
It'd be an ATM card.
ATM. So for the ATM
it's
card, is it a Visa? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd call that a MasterCard or whatever. Or a Visa card. You know, but...
All right. Perfect.
Please make
and
this
then
easy. Sorry, I mean,
yes,
because if it's... Hey, shit, you're not going to be fighting. So, I'm a pretty good fighter.
And I'm not, so. You would definitely leave me in a puddle.
I want you to be a good fighter as far as this goes. So.
Yes, sir. I'm here to take care of you. That's my only mission.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm ready when you are.
Well, I'm going to have to get something from you that shows what we're going to do. So, and then if you can show me what we're going to do, you know, then, you know, send it to me so I see it and get all that stuff. And when I see it, then I'll call you back and say, okay, here's my credit card number. Somebody can call and say, oh, I'm Splash. Give me your credit card number. You know.
Yeah, no, I could definitely see that. Okay, so let me go ahead really quick. I'll send you a full breakdown, and I mean it's going to have the cost that we discussed. You're going to have all the links to our website, our testimonials, our NBC News coverage, our other ABC News coverage, and you're going to see our Extra Space Storage, which is our largest client. You're going to see all of that. Whatever you need. For you to know that I am the guy to be talking to, you're going to see that in this email. Like I told you,
okay.
I'm as transparent as my company. Okay? I have nothing to hide from you here.
Yeah. These guys really made it hard on you. You know, so like, this person that wrote this review on you could be an advertising agency. I don't know. You know, it could be anybody. So, and they're like, I don't want this guy doing advertising because then it's going to mess with us. So.
You'd be surprised. I don't want to call it corporate espionage, but that, my goodness, that is something that happens.
Like what I did before in some of my advertising, I would put in, like, and I found out this wasn't a good idea, but like a certain septic company, like, for instance, like, you know, I don't know, whatever septic company name, which would be, you know, like, I can't think of the name of it. So, let's say John's Septic Service, right? So, and you got those key names, right? And John's Septic Service is a big septic company, right? And so, I'm just coming up with a name. And so I used to put in there, when you got those keywords, like looking for septic service, I would put John Septic Service. So when they looked it up, I would show up. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
And I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but, you know, after so many years, you start figuring out the ways to do this stuff. And, man, I really want you to work. It's like hiring an employee, and he doesn't want to work. You know, it's like, I'm begging you, please work. Please make this happen. You know, I want it to happen.
Right.
You know, this isn't something I want to pay you for, and then it never happens. So, but, yeah, if you can give me the work and stuff, I have no problem. My customers have no problem paying you. So, because like I told you, I don't pay you a dime. You know, and my customers will pay you. If my customers won't pay you, then I can't pay you. So, I'm not going to go get a job, you know, working for, so I can pay you. You know, I can work over at McDonald's so I can pay you.
Exactly. All right. Can you do a quick refresh for me for your email? Make sure it came in for you there. It'll be from Aubrey Browning. That's me.
Okay. There's a lot of pictures here, on here, but and I really hope this is legit. I hope you're real.
Yes, sir. I mean, you can see my credentials here at the bottom, right? Senior Digital Marketing Media Advisor. Okay. I do have my personal business email, abrowning@localsplash.com. It's what I've emailed you from here. Cannot get a business email without being part of the business, okay? And then, of course, like I said, our NBC News reports and things like that, I have all of that in here for you. We are 100% legit. If you would like, you can check out our Google partnership as well. If you click on our website, right, whichever link, except for the YouTube links because those will take you to YouTube. But if you click the partnership badge we have there, which if you go all the way to the bottom of the email, it'll be right above the news reports. It'll be www.google.com/partners. If you click on that, it'll take you directly to google.com still/partners/agency. This is Local Splash's Google guaranteed badge of honor. This is our partnership badge for Google. You'll also see the requirements we stick to keep that badge.
Have you ever heard of Ninja? Have you ever heard of that? NINJAAI. Have you heard of them before?
No, actually. Like Ninja AI, or is it pronounced Ninjai?
Probably like that. NIN and then JAAI.
Interesting. No, I don't. I know Ninja AI. I don't know what the other one is. That's interesting. Is that an AI marketing company, or?
I don't know, because I called him on the phone after I paid him, and I called him on the phone, and the lady couldn't even speak English.
Oh, that's the place you were telling me about earlier.
Yeah, I just looked it up on my phone.
Oh, my goodness. That's strictly like ChatGPT, OpenAI level marketing. The Google algorithm itself hasn't even caught up to that yet. It's a little strange that they have that, pushing that kind of tech out there so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they are. And I'm going to get my other money back now from them. So if I do this with you, I'm going to cancel this with them, because they haven't even started, and the thing is they can't speak English. I have to be able to talk to them in English. So, and I didn't know that. When I called the lady on the phone, she could not speak English. So,
my goodness.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
You've had a rodeo out there, huh?
Yeah. It's down here in Texas.
Man.
Okay, let me look at all this stuff. I'm going to look at all this stuff, and then, I mean, I want to get started on this by tomorrow. So we can do this tomorrow, okay?
By tomorrow? Okay. What's a good time for you? Because I do want you to have time to look over everything and make sure you're comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know tomorrow. So I don't know what time, but I'll call you and stuff. And if you're not there, I'll leave you a message and, you know, and just, okay, I'm ready to do this. So, man, I just really wish you could do this, you know, more than you wanted. You know, with this, so many corrupt people out there, especially now, you know, that's why I just want to check it out and check you all out and everything like that. So, okay?
Absolutely. Take your time. Look over everything. Definitely check out our case studies. Those are live reviews, real time, of people who either recently signed up with us or just got their Google Guaranteed active. You know, it's all people from all shapes and sizes, all different types of businesses, and it's from the entire SEO spectrum. So it's not just Local Splash that does these case studies. They're case studies from everybody. And those are on our Google profile as well. Definitely go ahead and take a good look, right? And we'll touch base tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, I mean... It's, you don't need to talk to Google, right? You're good with Google.
Absolutely.
All right, then. Yeah, all right, then. All right, well, let me check it out, and we'll talk tomorrow about this, okay? We'll get it all
clear. Absolutely, Richard. All right. Did you have any more questions, any more clarifications I can go ahead and clear up for you here? Before?
No, I just want to make sure it works, that's all.
All right, so, sounds good.
All right. Thanks. All right. What state are you guys in?
So the headquarters is in California. It's in Fountain Valley.
Okay. Yeah, I'm from California, so.
So am I. I was born in Oakland. Well, I'm supposed to say Hayward because it was technically Alameda County, but I was born in Oakland. I support the Raiders as much as I need to.
But that's San Francisco, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, Oakland? They're no longer Oakland. You said Oakland City? No, it's in the Bay Area. So it's over towards Hayward. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that particular area.
Yeah, my dad's from Paradise. Well, we're all from all over out there, but my dad moved to Paradise, and that's where he was doing the septic and stuff. But I don't know if you know where that's at, but yeah, San Francisco, I hate San Francisco. So it was just a really bad place out there. There are a bunch of thieves and crooks, you know, so anyway, I'm just checking to see where you're from. All right, sir. Well, we'll talk, okay? I'll talk to you tomorrow. And let's get this thing rolling.
Yes, sir. For now, and definitely enjoy the rest of your night. We'll go ahead and catch up tomorrow, okay?
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, Richard. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.